We are learning Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalid Omid Beis. We are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Samach Dalid Omid Aleph, where we go back to our Mishnah. We had in our Mishnah that there's something called a Get Pashut and Get Mekusher. The difference is, in our Mishnah, we find two differences. First of all, that a Get Pashut, the Edov, is Metoichoi. It's under the text, on the front side of the Shtar. And a Get Mekusher, the Edom are in the back of the Shtar. That's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is how many Edom? A Get Mekusher has three Edom, and a Get Pashut has two Edom. And it says there in the Gemara, that if you may, in the Mishnah rather, it says there in the Mishnah, that if you have a Pashut where you wrote the Edom in the back, or a Mekusher or Edom Metoichoi, they're both Pasul. That's what Tanakhama said. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, no. Mekusher, they wrote Edov Metoicha, it's kosher, because you can always make it into a Pashut. You can always make it into a Pashut. That's what you can do. You can make it, it means they have the text on the front, and that you land up putting the Edom on the front. So here, even though we skipped lines, we said, still, it's kosher. That was the Shiloh, Tyson's question there. We spoke out that maybe skip some lines, because when you fold it up, you skip lines. It's still kosher if you have the Edom on the bottom. That's what Rechim Yogamil said. He argued on Tanakhama and said that it's kosher if you have a Mekusher, that you wrote the Edom on the inside, it's kosher because you write a Pashut. Now, the Gemara is going to speak out that really there's another Nafkamina between a Get Mekusher and a Get Pashut. The Nafkamina is how you write the Zman. Usually, when you write the Zman of a Shtar, you write that it's Yud Beis Kislev, and if it's the first year of the king, so you write it, it's Yud Beis Kislev, the first year of King Achashverosh. That's what you write. Yud Beis Kislev, the first year of the reign of King Achashverosh. By Get Mekusher, they did it like the Minig Baragoyim. Minig Baragoyim is, they always added on a year to the king's reign, because it's more of a Kavadik. So on his first year, you wrote to the second year of King Achashverosh. And when it's the fourth year, you wrote to the fifth year of King Achashverosh. That was the Minig in the Goyim by their stories. By Get Mekusher, since we wanted to make it more complicated, we adapted that Minig as well. And the Get Mekusher always wrote the date 1 year ahead, technically, because it said to the second year of King Achashverosh. So with that Akdama, let's see the Gemara. Rachman Yungamil says, Mekusher, they wrote the Edim Mitaychai. It's kosher because you make it into a Pashut. So Heshev Rebbe, Ledibri Rebbe Chanin Gamil, Rebbe had a kasha according to Rebbe Chanin Gamil Shita. On top of Amon Beis, Valoi, Ein Adoyma, Zman Yishol Zeh, Zman Yishol Zeh. How could you turn this shtar into a Pashut? The Zman is not written the same way. By a Pashut, Melech Shana Mayon Shana. By a Pashut, if the king is in the first year of his reign, you write 1 year. Shtayim Mayon Shtayim. The second year, you write 2 years. Second year. Mekusher, Melech Shana Mayon Shtayim. The first year you write two. Shtayim, the second year Mayon Gimel. So it's a different date. And what's wrong with that? Like we'll explain. The Gemara's going to ask, the Rebbe's going to explain his kasha. Since the date is different, so what's going to happen is, Vizimnin the Yosef Mine Zuzi Mekusher. Again, as we spoke out in the first shir on this parak, that when it says Get Mekusher, Get Pusher, it's not only talking about a Get Isha, to have every Shtar, Shtar Choyv as well. So here, you might one time borrow money with the Get Mekusher. So the Malva gets the Shtar, Get Mekusher. And what happened was, you wrote the Edim on the inside of it. Al-Maisa, the Loiva found money, and he paid it back, a parlay, and he paid him. Vamalei, have the story. He says, give me back my Shtar. Vamalei, irkasli. So the Malva says, you know what, I lost it. Vekosli tavra, but I'll write you a shaver that you paid up. Here's a receipt. You paid up on Rosh Chodesh Adar. 3 months later, he paid up very quickly. He made money. 3 months later, he paid up Rosh Chodesh Adar. Here's back a shaver. So-and-so paid back the loan on the first year of the King Achashverosh, on Rosh Chodesh Adar. V'chimati zimna, mashvilei pashut. Then it comes next year, Yud Beis Kislev. He pulls out a shtar. He says, oh, you borrowed money from me. He comes to him a few days after Kislev, after Yud Beis Kislev. He says, look, you borrowed money from me a few days ago. Yud Beis Kislev, the second year, it's a pashut. And it's the second year, it says in the shtar, the second year of Achashverosh, which is now. You borrowed me. Oh, you have a shaver? That's from last year's loan. That's a year behind. So here the kasha is, if you allow a mekusha to be kosher, I can make it into a pashut. We're worried you're making it into a pashut a year later. So Gemara answers, There's a big machlokes if you write a shoiver or not. Some hold that you only pay back if I give you back the star, and a receipt's not good enough. This man the Yom will hold. Rechini will hold the ain koisvin shoiver. The loiva has a right to say, I'm not paying you back till you give me the star. You lost it. Okay, I get your money back. You want your money back? You got to give me a star. That's what you got to do. So ad kan this gemara. So first of all, I'll speak out Taisus Kash on Daf Kuf Samach, and then I want to speak out a thing that bothers me very much in this gemara. So gemara's kash basically is that here you have a get mekusher that's written a year in advance, because that's the way you would put a date on. So here we're worried, since the Eidim Mataychai, so you can turn into a Pashut after the guy pays back. That's the Mars Kash. Now, Taisus Kash, Taisus on the Kusamach asks, why don't worry about every Mu'ucheres like this? The halach is that when you write a star, you're allowed to write the date at a later date. Why are you allowed to do that? Because the Kukas won't lose. You're not allowed to write a star Muktim, that a star that's too early, because there you could go have liens on properties before the loan. But after the loan, I can make it later. So Frank Taisus, every time I make a star Mu'ucheres, why are you worried that he's going to pay back earlier, and then the guy will take out a star. So look, you have not a loan. Why am I worried about that? So Tosis answers, every star mo'ucher, the loiva knows that we wrote a star mo'ucher. He knows about that. So when he demands his receipt, he says, write the receipt that says that it's going on that star, that's a mo'ucher. But here, it doesn't chap. It's a regular standard star. It doesn't chap that's mo'ucher. Only when you turn into a pashut does it become mo'ucher. Because in a Mekusha, it's not called Mo'ucher. When it's Mekusha, that's a normal way of writing a date. The second year means the first year. So if it doesn't chap, it doesn't chap to ask for the shoiver a different way. That's the closest answer. My problem with this Gemara is, I did not find anyone who asked the Kasha. So please, if someone has an answer, please let me know. What are we talking about over here? We have here a get Mekusha, there are Eidiv Mataychai. So I always thought, when I learned the Mishnah, if you have a get Mekusha, that you wrote a whole get-up, then you sign, oh, I by mistake wrote the Eidim on the front. So what I do? On the spot, I turn into a Pashut. I don't turn into a Pashut later on. Right now, I undo the knots and turn into a Pashut right away. So that's what I do right away. So over here, it sounds like when I turn a Pashut right away, so then I see right away that the date is off. Because so what would be the chash? Teretz sounds like over here that when he did the loan, they left it a makusher. It was the makusher with the edim on the inside. But still was tied up.
Why can't you use the makusher?
Yeah.
And then you want to put a stick, you opened it up, put edim on the bottom.
You can't put edim afterwards on the bottom. I'm not going to start on edim. It was not forgery edim, not forged edim. It was chash forged edim over here. It forged edim. It sounds like over here that it was a mishtar makusher that was written with edim inside. So it sounds like you keep it a makusher over here, and then later on, after he paid it up, he turned into a pashut. That's what it sounds like. He turned into a pashut right on. You have turned it right away. They would have seen this right away. And if not, it should be pasul. So they took the loan with a pasul star. It was the makusher with edim inside. It's pasul. Teretz, he turned into a pashut. So what do you mean? Later on, they turned into a pashut? Right away, he turned into a pashut. So you should have seen right away, there's a pashut, the wrong thing. So I have a sahara, I don't really have a pshat. Unless you say that he didn't chap. They turned into a pashut right away, but he didn't chap that the date was off because it was a regular get mekusher. Whatever, it's a...
They tell on the paper there was a mekusher that turned into a pashut.
It's one's tied, one's not tied.
Right, and now it's not tied, the holes are there for the knots.
Right.
And it's creased all over the place.
Right, this is at the end. This is at the end. Yeah, so what's your kasha?
So when you see this, the dating around, why would you know that something's
wrong? No, the case was here, he paid back the loan, and he said, give me my shtar makusha back. No, he stole my kusha. Give me my kusha back. He said, no, I'm not giving you a shoiver. Later on, he opens it up and straightens it out.
And
you're allowed to do that. What?
And he fills the loan.
No. You're allowed to make it into a pashut. You're allowed to make it.
You know the dating is off by him because it wasn't.
So maybe they thought you switched the date like every pashut. Right, you know really that date's off. It's not a kasha, yeah. You know she know the date's off. Yeah, okay. Adkan this Gemara that says that Rebbe had a taina of Chinim Gamil that you can make a ziyuf and have a problem. So the Gemara answers no, because ain't kaisim shoiver, so therefore he demands a star back. Right, the Gemara kasha. Well, me baki Rebbe b'makusha. Rebbe had a kasha on Chinim Gamil from makusha. Rebbe knew what a makusha looked like. He knew the halachas. But who makusha also came to Rebbe? There's one time a makusha, a star makusha that came in front of Rebbe. But I'm a Rebbe, star mukhaza. A Rebbe looks at the star. He says, "What do you mean? The star has the wrong date. It has the date of next year's date." But I'm a le zunin le Rebbe, and zunin was his name of a chacham. Told Rebbe, "Kach min hagash shel umazu. That's the minig of this nation. Melech shano meilin shtayim. Shtayim meilin shalosh. And that's what we do in a get mekusher. So it looks like Rebbe did not know anything about get mekusher, that you write the date extended to a later date. So then, why was Rebbe having a time of chinuch gemilah? Even though get mekusher looked like. So our answer is the shama mezuna, the boss of the shama mezuna savra. After he heard it from Zunan the chacham, then he asked his kasha. Don't worry about that. Who's Torah? There was a star that was written in it that didn't say the exact year. It said that it was in the year, it says Yud Beis Kislev to the reign of Achashverosh. It doesn't say, this is Orchon, to the reign of the king, the when the king got established. Loshon Orchon means like he got established, when he became king. So we're not sure what year of this king. It didn't say what year it was. Omrav Chanino, Yibadik Emesai Omad, when did he become king? Orchon Barachanusei. Then it means, Orchon means when he became established. So if it says that the word Orchon, Beshas, Pliny Orchon, when Achashverosh became king, we assume means the first year. Because the first year of his reign, it's called Orchon. Orchon is also being established. So that we assume it means the first year. Maybe it means that it's the length of his malchus. Maybe it means that after his malchus, a bunch of years, we're calling it Orach, lashon of a length of his malchus. So how do we know to start collecting the lekuchos from the first year of his reign? How do we know that? Maybe it means something else. The first year he's called the Archon. Shnia, second year, called the Digun. Digun means lashon in Yevanis, in Greek, means second year. And then so on and so forth. So first he's called Archon, second he's called Digun. V'dilma avruya avruya v'hadakmu. Why was saying you count to the first year he was ever king? Sometimes a guy was a king, he lost his job for a few years and became king again. So maybe it's the second time. Huh? Like, yeah, Trump, right? Maybe the second time. V'hadakmu. He's called the Archon Digun. He's established for the second time. That's what we call him. So here it says Archon, the stum word Archon means the first year of his reign completely, and then that's when you'll assume when the star starts. Tana Rabbanan. Once you mention these Archon Digun, we're going to have a little bit of easy Gemara about this. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir. Someone says, I want to be a Nazir. Now you can be a Nazir, Stam Nazir is 30 days. If I want to be Nazir like 5 times, it's 5 times 30. So Hareini Nazir, Sungus Amma Hina, if you say I'm a Nazir, Hina, it's Achas. That's one set of 30 days. Digun, if you say Digun, it means Shtayim, 2 sets of 30 days. Trigun, or it means 60 days. 60 days Nazir. Trigun means Gimel, means 3 times 30. Tatrigun is Arba, is 4 times. Pentagon is Chamesh. Pentagon is Chamesh, is 5 times.
It's 5 times 30?
5 times 30. 50 days straight. I think it's 100 days straight. That's what it sounds like from the Rashbam. It says, Digun Shtayim, V'yir Nozir Shishim Yom. You mean Nozir 60 days. So I think that's what it means. I don't think it means 30 and 30. I think it means 60 days straight, and then you bring the Kavanah. So it doesn't mean you bring Kavanah every 30 days. It means 60 days straight. So I think it means. Al-Kabanim was saying these words, even though you use the words in Greek, Hina means 1, Digun means 2, Trigun means 3, Tatrigun means 4, and Pentagon means Chamesh. Tonar Abanon, we use these words again, the loch is, it got to be a nega, a bias ogul is not matama benega. It has to have 4 corners. Bias egol, or a digoin, a house with only 2 corners. A house with 2 corners would mean that it has 2 corners and the other parts around it. Trigoin is 3 corners, like a triangle. Pentagon is 5. If it's something with 5 corners, if you look at the picture in your Gemara on the bottom, in the Rashbam, that's a pentagon. That's Einu Matam V'Negoyim. It's not Matam V'Negoyim. Tatrigoin, 4 corners, Matam V'Negoyim. Is Matam V'Negoyim. We're not immediately. How do we know? The Torah of the Pasuk says, 2 Pesukim. 1 Pasuk says, V'Ro'as HaNega, V'Hine HaNega, V'Kiroys HaBayis, Shikaruos, Yirakros, Oyadam Damos, Marem Shafal Menakir. Then another part says, Shavakim Yemashvi, Rav, Inipasa, Nega, Bekiros, Abites. So it says twice Kiros. Lamai Loimar, Kir, Kiros, Vishtaim. Lamato, Imar, Kir, Kiros, Vishtaim. Rekanabar, it's 4. It is another part of the process, Marem, Shafam, and Akir. So it's a 5th wall. It says, Menakir. What happened to that? Zokhtarash Bam. That you need Lagufa. You need that the mareim is shuffle from the wall. It's deeper than the wall. That's what you need. That key is not extra. The other key rois are extra. So it's 2 and 2 is 4. Other rishonim learn not like that. Other rishonim learn that a pentagon is taka a good house for nega. Because the word kir is a fifth wall, they're not gerus in the brisa that pentagon in time when they're going. Some rishonim argue on the Rashbam. So the more vayta, ahuma kusher, the osaka made the rebbe. A get mekusher came from a rebbe. Vam rebbe in zman is that? I don't see this man because he was looking in the back. He didn't see this man. Amar Rav Shimon, by rebbe the rebbe shema ben ksharav muvla. Maybe it's muvla in the nuts. Palye, they opened it up. Vechazi, they saw it. Lamaisa, hodachazabi Rabbi Bishus. Rabbi looked at Rav Shimon, his son, but Bishus, you wrote a get mekusher? The Rashbam has two pshat and why he wasn't happy. Either because he didn't hold the writing and get mekusher because people make mistakes with it, or since the Zman was so deep into the knots, he said that was the wrong way to do it. Rabbi was not happy. Rabbi says, you made this, it's not a good shtar. I don't like the shtar. Amalei says, well, it wasn't me. Lava no kasve, I didn't write it. Rav Yehuda Chayta Kasve. Rav Yehuda Chayta, his name is Rav Yehuda Chayta, maybe he was a tailor. Rav Yehuda Chayta Kasve, he wrote it. Amalei, klach Lashon Hara Azeh. Don't say Lashon Hara. Say, you can say about yourself, you didn't write it, you want to protect yourself. I'm getting angry with you, so you didn't write it. Don't tell me who wrote it. Zimnim Av Yosef Kamei, a different time, Rebbe was sitting in front of his son Rav Shimon, the Kaposik Sidra B'Sefer Tehillim, and he finished a Sefer in Tehillim. There's 5 Svarim in the Tehillim. He finished one of them. Omer Rebbe, Kam Yishu Ksav Zeh. Wow, this Tehillim is beautiful. Very nice Ksav. Omer Leis, Rav Shimon and Stone said, Lavanot Kasvedei. I didn't write it. Yudah Chayte Kasvedei. Yudah Chayte wrote it. Amalei, klach m'loshnar azeh. Stop saying loshnar. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Bishlam ha'hasam, we understand the first case where it was a bad idea to write a get mekusher. Ika loshnar. Elahacha, you're talking about how nice the ksav is. My loshnar, Ika. What exactly is loshnar? So the Gemara, Mishum de Rav Dimi. The Tani Rav Dimi, Yahud Rav Safra, lo'ilom ha'yisapa odom ha'tevashra chaveroi. You shouldn't speak about the praise of your friend. Because if you speak about his praise, it comes to saying something bad about it. So now, the Rashbam explains, what's the problem with saying praise about someone? Because, and the Mashal elaborates on this. He says, there's the Mishnah novice that one of the Tanoim was Moina, everyone's Shvach. He's a Bar Sid, so doesn't lose anything. He's a Ayin Toiva. So he do say Shvach. So Zokt Rashbam, he answers it. He says, only if I'm marbe, I'm effusive in Shvach, is it a problem? Because then you can say, he's not that good. He's not that good. He'll say about that. The only problem is that here, how is he so effusive? He just said, who wrote the Ksav? He said, he wrote it. Where's the effusive Shvach? What's going on? Pal de Gemara. So he freaked my Shah. Lefita Rashbam, I'm like, what's going on? Why is this Lashon Hara? There's Lashon Hara here. He wasn't effusive in the Shvach. Emphit my Shah, Nupsa. You know what Lashon Hara here was? Because when he told him that Rav Yehuda Chayta wrote the Get Mekusher, he didn't believe him. You know, and I'll accept Lashon Hara, he didn't believe him. But now that you told me that this beautiful ksav is Rav Yehuda Chayta, now it's confirmed that shtar Mekusher had that beautiful ksav was Rav Yehuda Chayta. And that's why he came to Lashon Hara. That's what he wants to learn. That sometimes Metoich Shvachim is the Gnusa is confirmed. How, like in this case, that's the Mashal in the Gemara. Omer v'Amram Amarav, Shalosh Averi say Odom Yinitzel Mehem B'chol Yoyim. There are 3 Averis a person never gets saved from. Hira Avera, the Ion Tvila. Hira Avera means he thinks about Avera. It could be think about his nose. Hira Avera is impossible to save yourself from that. The Ion Tvila, which means someone who's davening, he expects to get answered. And he says, Hashem, why? Davening so good, I want to be answered. V'loshon hara. And what's loshon hara they're going to save from that? Being v'loshon hara, it's like a daitach, it's loshon hara every day. Ela avak loshon hara. What's a vak loshon hara? Like the Rashbam says, the case is someone says that there's a fight. You know, you need a food. Oh yeah, there's always food over there in that person's house. It could mean either a good thing, he always has guests, or it means he's a big party animal. So that's a shaila. That's a vak loshon hara. Now, Masha asks that if eno nitzel mehem b'chol yoyim, so what are we trying to say? So it's impossible. It's not avera. Like what's the Gemara saying? So what are we teaching us that these 3 things eno nitzel mehem? Zok to Masha, he makes a dig, a hostic Torah with Adam, and a guy is not called Adam. Adam has a power to turn himself into a malach. He says that ain't Adam. If you keep yourself an Adam, you can't be Nitzel. But you have to turn yourself into a malach. And that's the taina. A person aval ish zoyche medama atzvei maisov lemalach Hashem yochel shapir lenosu begimel averus elu v'shayach bulosh navera. It is avera because you didn't turn yourself into a malach. Ha'odom is someone who's mitin el yoinim etachtoinim. He brings Rashi and Chumash that a person has the neshama and the guf. He's el yoinim etachtoinim. He could turn himself into a malach. So in odom nitzel mehem, but a malach is nitzel mehem, and a person should turn himself into a malach. One more Gemara with a Marsha. Amra Hu Dom Rav. Roiv Begezel. Most people are Begezel. Miut Ba'arayis. Some people are Ba'arayis. Va'kol Ba'ashara. Everyone Loshon Hara. For Gemara Loshon Hara Saka Da'itach. Everyone says Loshon Hara every day. El no, Allah Vakos Nara. At least a Vakos Nara. Every person says. Now, Zok to Marsha that these three Averis are referring to three parts of the person. There's the Guf, there's the Neshama, and there's Mamon. Says Gezel is the Mamon. The Arayis is very in the Guf. And Loshon Hara is in the Neshama, they're talking. And he says, Rubam Begezel, like we find that a person cares about his money more than his Guf. It says, V'chol Nafshcho, Lama V'chol Malidecha, Yesh Om Shchav Alei Mamon Yosem Megufan. And Akob Loshon Hara, because there's no one who's mamish watches in his Neshama perfectly. That you can say neshama tahira. We get it from Hashem tahira, but to keep it tahira, there's always something on it, and those are these three things. So roi begezel, that means in their mamon miut barayis is in their guf, va koyel boshen hara, and then neshama.